of Cibolo has long been tied to the natural resources of Texas and the Cibolo Creek itself. As the train enters the town of Cibolo, you will see for a brief moment the small yet historical community that has cherished the land it depends upon. Cibolo, the Spanish term for buffalo, was named for the wild buffalo that used to roam these lands. Cibolo Creek played a vital role in the harvesting of buffalo, as Native Americans would herd the animals off the steep embankments into the creek, capturing those which were injured or dead for food, clothing, and other supplies. The buffaloes provided hides that could be used for blankets and clothing, bones for arrows, and meat for jerky and other meals. Artifacts from these early tribes have dated as far back as 11,000 years ago and as recently as the early Anglo settlers of the mid-1800s. In 1867, the Schlothers, a German farming family, bought the land that is now Cibolo, Texas. The family built a store to help supply the local farmers until the railroad came through in 1877, establishing a train station that was named Cibolo Valley. The town received its first post office in 1883, and by 1890 had a cotton gin, a general store, one church, and only 100 residents. The population of Cibolo would remain small for many years until the construction of nearby Randolph Air Force Base. During World War II, the growth of the base provided local communities with the opportunity to accommodate an ever-growing number of base personnel with goods and entertainment. As you pass through the city of Schertz and near Randolph Air Force Base, the train will cross the Cibolo Creek, giving you a glimpse of the small and peaceful-looking creek. Do not, however, underestimate the power of this creek. In times of heavy rain, it's known to overrun its banks, and even as recently as 1998, the creek rose to the point where the water was lapping at the bottom of the railroad bridge.